Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We provide education and information on senior care topics. Here's your host, Ryan McInniff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. We give you information and education on senior care topics. My name is Ryan McInniff. And I am the owner of Minute Women Home Care, and I am the host of the Caregiver's Toolbox, coming at you on rainy Lexington, Massachusetts. Janet, the co-host of the Caregiver's Toolbox.
Me, Tonto.
Trying to get it all done, because Janet's going to be on vacation next week.
Yahoo!
So we need to do like 15 episodes this week to get them all out. So anyways, we're recording this one on Tuesday. I believe it will be out tomorrow, which will be Wednesday. So
okay. It's
not one of the super pre-recorded ones. But anyways, needless to say, that's the beauty of podcasts. They can't tell that when we record things, we're in the same shirt and the same pants, because we do like three recordings at a time.
There you go.
But with that being said, what are we talking about today, Janet?
Well, I found this article, and it was actually in Time.com. And with all of the decisiveness and stress with the politics going on, I found this article, which is in the category of humor, written by Joel Stein, and it's called Why Older People Shouldn't Vote and Other Ideas Unpopular with My Parents. And it really was kind of funny, because the whole thing is meant in a sarcastic way, but it's like old people aren't good at voting, and they're not good at watching TV or picking restaurants or gauging interests in stories about their friends or kids, basically because they're not the author's opinion.
Yep.
Therefore, it's like, you know, all I can think of is, wasn't there a Jimmy Buffett song? We are the person our friends warned us about. I forget how that line goes, but here we are. So he's basically came up with a number of statistics, and it said like people were 60%, these elderly people, not talking about 90, people over 76, were 60% more likely to vote for Trump, 50% more likely to say immigrants have a negative impact. And then the article goes on and on and on. And then it says whether these figures are accurate is irrelevant because old people are bad at Googling. So it's like, did they put the stats together or not? And it goes on to say he had this idea that he ran by his 76-year-old father, where he thought that, you know, it should be a matter of if you have dementia, there's a test for that. He thinks there should be a test as to whether you should vote. Or even better than that, he thinks responsible people should be chosen to vote, which I started to laugh, because then you're like having people run to vote to be the people to vote.
And isn't that why we have
a bigger mess, right?
Isn't that why we have Congress in the first place?
That's what I thought. And the part I loved, and this hits me very close to home in my own family, the father went on to say that the problem wasn't that seniors forget things as much as they remember the world of 60 years ago or further back, and they want to reproduce it. And if you try and argue with older people, they don't watch necessarily the cable news. Some do, but they're reading all these history books,
yeah.
The founding fathers, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln.
You're living in the past, man.
But that, as a result, they know more than we do about the real facts.
Yes,
forget
absolutely.
Real facts, fake facts, you know? So it's so complex that you can't figure out what's going on.
Well, I think when you deal with aging, and this is a very sarcastic article, but it does, there is an underlying emphasis of debate here, which is at what point in time is somebody too old to have certain responsibilities?
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, we're in this argument with politically as a country with Supreme Court justices, right? And we saw with what we've heard about with right now John McCain, and we had it with Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had dementia while he was president. John McCain, as far as we can tell, is fine. But, you know, when you have a brain tumor, should you be allowed to be a sitting senator? Because my mom had brain tumors. That can affect how you think, your cognitive abilities and things
Ed
like
Kennedy.
That.
Ed Kennedy.
Yep.
He had a brain tumor as well.
So when you're dealing with when you're dealing with, you know, the politics, because they brought up political numbers, at what point in time is somebody too old to be sitting on the Supreme Court?
And that's a position for life. You don't even get voted out in 2 years.
You don't get voted out for it. And so obviously those are big, certainly macro, huge, important questions that one can be discussed and two can be debated for hours and hours on end on what our founding fathers planned on and what their rules should be and what should be. That's all politics. But when you break it down, it does bring down into micro situations where, what if your parent has dementia? Should they have the right to vote after that? What if your parent is having issues with their eyesight? At what point in time should they not be allowed to be able to drive? Should there be an underline at 85? No more drivers after 85. Doesn't matter if you can do backflips or you can't walk. You can't drive after 85. Figure it out.
And I know 80-year-olds that are safer on the road than 30-year-olds.
Absolutely. So it does bring up this gentleman is talking about, you know, his perspective as a 50-year-old man, maybe even a 60-year-old man versus his parents that are in their 70s or their 80s or whatever it might be, and being like, you know, how don't you know how to use Lyft, you know, or Uber? Yeah. What are you doing? How did you function? But at the same point, there is a point there where it's like, you know, this country is top heavy. Right? We're very top heavy with baby boomers and with older adults, and they get to make big decisions where you would think that most younger people, meaning 70 and under, are like, who cares about marijuana? Like, on the scale of things that we need to worry about in this country, let them smoke. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But this brings up a good point that these older adults, these seniors, they have a lot of voting power, and they have a lot of power because there's such a great number of them. So if you're over 70 years old, you're in a huge majority of this country that has a lot of power.
Absolutely. And as far as, you know, services are concerned, you know, they say that, you know, politics are local and it's the issue at the kitchen table that people vote on. Well, older people, they're looking at, according to some of these articles, crime. They're looking at services like buses. And, you know, you look at that and you say, this one wants a bus or a cab, and the rest of the world's looking at Uber and Lyft. It's totally different worlds, you know, and where's the funding? And the previous generation is one that paid all this money into Social Security. And, you know, they feel that now they should get their money back.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's a whole crazy thing. And the way this particular article was written really cracked me up, because it just reminded me of conversations. I'll come home, I'll sit down and be visiting with my parents, and there'll be something about the latest in Washington, and my father will no doubt say, now, according to Jackson, when I read his book, the blah, 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 and you can't even interrupt, because if he's turned his hearing aid down, he only transmits.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot about history through all of this. But like you say, when someone, you know, what's too old to vote? What's too old to do other things? We had a huge laugh in my family years back because my grandmother in her 80s, I'm sure it was accidental, got a notice for jury duty. And she had Alzheimer's, and
yeah,
we thought it would be a blast to send her, because she'd sit there and say, anybody that would wear that striped tie with that jacket has poor taste. They're guilty.
They're guilty.
And that's just how it would be.
Go to fashion jail.
So, and the funny part at the very end of this article was, they said, this guy is saying, maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing if we switched the election date and announced it only on Snapchat. So it's just, you know, we're living through interesting times, and I just get a kick out of the article.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be there's going to be a massive change in the way that we, you know, take in information. My dad is big into the cable news network. I have family members that watch all three, the Fox, the MSNBC, and CNN. They try to get that's their scope of the political spectrum right there. And, you know, a lot of them, some of them read the Wall Street Journal every single day. Some of them don't. But, you know, TV in my household was a primary way of getting business
there
news.
There were the three major networks.
Yeah. And
maybe
then
the paper came to the house.
And the paper came to the house on Sundays. And that was the way it was.
Do you read the paper? Mine's pre-screened. Yeah. I have parents that read it cover to cover, and anything related to healthcare, I find neatly torn out and sitting on the dining room table.
There
so
you
I
go.
Have my selective reading.
And I sometimes get those articles as well. They make make their way to my desk as well. So yeah. I sometimes get what your dad pulls out of the newspaper. But I mean, at the same time, it's just kind of funny how it's easy. I think it's very easy to be. Maybe not ageophobic, but kind of ageism, you know, like, hey, you're an old guy, who knows, who cares, you know, you're cranky, you know, get off my lawn yelling at clouds. Yeah. But these people have lived through a lot. They've experienced a lot of things. Like, could you imagine, regardless of the politics, could you imagine, like, what a World War II veteran thinks of when a millennial is screaming about fascism in Trump and fascism, like, of you don't even know what you're doing.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Go fly in the planes that I was in watching buddies of mine jump out of the sky into Normandy in the middle of the night. Then we can have a conversation about fascism. But, there's a wealth of information and knowledge and experiences from people that is very easy. And I'm on the younger side of an adult spectrum at 34, that it is very easy to be like, just some cranky old guy. There's a lot of experience there. And, you know, this guy might, you know, is obviously making a sarcastic remarks about it, but they've lived a whole long life, and as long as they got their mind, they still remember a lot of it. And
and not only that, but the way the education system worked, they learned the Constitution, they learned about laws, they know things that people that are in Congress I'm not sure know.
Probably not.
If you want to know what's in the three branches of the government, ask an immigrant, because they probably know, because they're studying for their green card or their citizenship.
Yeah, I've looked at that test, and I wouldn't pass with flying colors by any means. You're sitting there like, oh, wow, we're lucky we were born here, because this is a test and a half. But, it's always interesting when you sit down with somebody and you get their perspective on things. You go, all right, well, maybe this person isn't just yelling at the clouds. You know, they've got a lifelong experience of dealing with this, and take their advice and go with it. But, certainly, obviously, this gentleman defers on a lot of questions with maybe some of his older parents. Maybe might be an interesting Thanksgiving meal. But it's still interesting. Yeah, Snapchatting. Hey, could you imagine that, Snapchatting away? Have you ever been on Snapchat?
I have not.
I've never. I didn't waste my time with it.
Nope.
Could you imagine Snapchatting your vote in and all that? The malarkey that would come from that,
oh,
with everybody
gosh.
Saying that it got hacked and the messages didn't get through and all that stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, you have to explain what hacking is to some people, So.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I can see why somebody could get very frustrated with that when somebody's set in their ways on what things they believe. And then we certainly have some clients that are set in their ways, and there's no need to, there's no point in having the debate. You're never going to win.
They'll tell you about it. And then they'll tell you about it again, and then they'll tell you about it again.
Why older people shouldn't vote. There we go. That will be a title for this.
And other unpopular ideas.
Yep. But I'm just saying, like, if I title the podcast that will get a lot of clicks, because it will be clickbait. Like, what are they talking about?
That's right.
And then we'll they'll know that it's just a bunch of clickbait anyways. So.
Okay.
And so where can they find this article?
This was in time.com, and it was written by Joel Stein. It was actually, it's a couple years old, but I was just kind of looking through, trying to find different interesting things. It was in a Time magazine column.
Interesting. Excellent. Well, Janet, thank you for your due diligence in finding these humorous articles. And we are not advocating that older people aren't allowed to vote either, to calm your horses.
Nope.
But it does bring up interesting topics to think about when somebody gets older, and as you start looking at somebody's memory and their abilities and their cognitive functions, at what point in time does that scale tip where maybe it's time to take away the keys or take away the vote or take away the whatever.
And it's going to be a tough argument if you take away the vote when people with senility can be the judges that make the rules.
Yeah, so.
That kind of complicates
We'll see what... It's a whole other one. So, excellent. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Caregiver's Toolbox, Tools for Everyday Caregiving. We hope you have a great, glorious day. We'll catch you on the next one.